Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good morning, Storm fans. This is Chip Merriweather here, your faithful Storm podcaster, faithfully delivering podcasts whenever I'm available. Last night, the Storm played a huge doubleheader against two arch rivals. In game one of the doubleheader, the Storm took on the A's. In an interesting decision, they started Jeff.
Hello.
Jeff, how are you there, buddy? Scoops Djokovic here, intrepid sports reporter, totally barging in on your wonderful podcast. Good to see you. Good to see you there, Chip. You're looking like I off the old block, as it were.
You're here again.
Were you about to start talking about last night's games? Were you?
I was about to start talking about how Jeff took the mound to start the game.
Good old batting practice, Thomas.
Batting practice, Thomas. That's actually appropriate.
On the Storm team. Top three. Easy.
Top three of the two pitchers on the Storm team. Okay, that's fantastic. And, you know, calling him batting practice actually is appropriate because the first A's batter hit a home run.
I believe there was a fish or chicken option on that home run. That's how far he hit it. Yes, sir.
Yes, that's how far he hit it. And then the third batter also hit a home run. And then Jeff said, what the heck? I'm just going to keep throwing home runs. And it was a weird scenario.
Now, just to interject here, I'm pretty sure nobody heard Jeff say, what the heck? I'm pretty sure that was an internal voice.
It might have been an internal voice. But either way, he just kept lobbing it in there, and the A's kept knocking it out. But thankfully, the WMSPL has a two-run home run rule. And so the next two home runs the A's hits were outs, and that's how they got out of the inning with only two runs against.
I don't need to watch you here again. Chip, I apologize. What is Whisper Pummel?
Whimsipel. Whippy Men's Slow Pitch League.
Oh. Whimsipel,
yes.
I need to wipe off my mic after that.
All right. Storm would answer with four runs of their own and take a lead against the A's. Then, in the second, the A's hit a screaming line drive at Adam, who is playing third base for the first time this season.
I'm sorry, is that Adam? He was so close to death, he actually turned white? White?
Yes, it was Adam. He was so close to death, like he didn't try to field the ball. He just sort of ducked out of the way. And
Adam, go towards the white, Adam. Go towards the white.
The white. We were all concerned about his health and his pants after that line drive. But it turns out he was all right because the next batter hit a ground ball to him and he made the play. And Storm was able to get out of another inning without too much damage.
It's a little too bad we weren't playing TP if he'd had that pants issue.
Yes, you know? When you're playing TP, it's a little bit easier when you soil yourselves.
They'll wipe you right off the field.
Right.
Right off the field.
In the top of the third. In the top of the third, Jeff apparently went back to the strategy of just throwing home runs. But Storm also introduced a new defensive strategy. The deflect the ball to someone else to let them get the out. A ground ball hit to Jeff with the pitcher.
I believe the Storm has been watching a lot of soccer lately. And, as some call it, soccer. And I believe, yes, the Ricochet. I believe Ricochet, a wonderful player back in the 19th place for the Chicago Blackhawks, scored 22 goals, 14 assists, and 172 penalty minutes. Ricochet.
Wow, it's amazing that you have those stats right on your fingertips. You can't remember most of anything, but you can remember obscure players.
You got that right, Chris.
All right. So anyway, Jeff deflected the ball to Brad, who, because the ball had been slowed down so much, was able to pick it up and throw to first for the out. It's the good old 1-4-3.
That man does love his ball slow.
Yes, he does. He does.
That's what I heard. That's just what I'm saying I've read on a bathroom wall.
Storm would continue that defensive strategy in the fourth inning, as a hard ground ball went to Lance, who knocked it so far away that it went back to Jeff at pitcher, who then turned around and gunned dugout at first base. You know, if you can't field the ball yourself, Knock it to someone who can. That seemed to be Storm's strategy defensively for the game. You know, a lot of extra touches, a lot of just like in soccer and your honeymoon, a lot of extra touches.
Hello.
For
Hello.
The.
I wish.
For the defensive outs. Offensively, Storm kept running. Literally, Storm kept running in the bottom of the fourth. Mills did his routine thing of turning what looked like a standard single into a double. That's for moving fourth place.
He just runs.
He slides on his feet. It's like he's hitting the brakes and skidding into a base. But
it's a remarkable thing to watch.
Remarkable. In the top of the fifth inning, the Storm changed pitchers because the strategy, you know, the A's were in on the strategy.
By the way, we need to talk to management. This is a ridiculous thing to do.
They were in on the strategy of Jeff just pitching home run outs.
Batting practice, Thomas, was on fire.
Well, you know, Al seemed to have liked the strategy, though, because he ended his first inning with another home run out. So the strategy was solid, as was Storm hitting, as they kept hitting and keeping it in the park. Lots of balls off fences and doubles.
It reminds me of my honeymoon.
I was waiting for it. And then Storm managed to take a 5-run lead into the bottom of the seventh inning. And or the top of the seventh inning. I can't even remember now. Two games. Was Storm home? Well, Storm was home.
They were home.
Storm was home. Okay. Anyway, the A's mounted a comeback in the final inning, but they left the tying run on second base.
Hold it. I believe the term you're looking for is dun dun dun.
Oh, the A's put the tying run on second base. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
But then the game ended. Storm shut him down. Way to kill the tension there. But that wasn't the end of the tension for the day.
I was trying to build tension.
I know, and then I killed it. But the tension wasn't gone quite yet, because yesterday was a doubleheader, and Storm was playing another arch nemesis, Hannett, in game two. But if you want to find out what happened in that game, you'll have to tune in to the next episode of Stormcast, where hopefully Chip remains uninterrupted. By Scoops.
Yeah, I know your wife would disagree with that one, Chippy. Was that out loud?
Storm Watch with Chip Merriweather.